Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And it's Jason DeRusha live at Second Harvest Heartland in Brooklyn Park. It's so great to be with you here on the radio. I am in our phone bank room right now where we have all sorts of volunteers standing by ready to. I see too many people with nothing to do right now. Everyone is looking very disappointed at Minnesota. They're like, call us now. They believe in you. Here's the number, 952-886-4376. 952-886-HERO. That's the CenturyLink phone bank. So many great people here ready to take your calls. You can do it online, too, but it's not as fun. If you do it online, you don't get to talk to Anissa, who is standing by ready to take calls. Anissa, how's it going today?
It's going really great, but I wish I was talking to more folks.
Yeah, talking to me is fine, but, you know, you'd rather be getting somebody's credit card number right now.
Absolutely.
You work at Second Harvest Heartland, right?
I do.
And what do you do here?
I am on the compliance team here.
Compliance team is so important. I'm on the board here at Second Harvest Heartland, and I know when people think about the overall mission, you think about food, you think about donations, perhaps you think about coming out here and packing. But I think a lot of our listeners will really be reassured to know how important it is that we are complying here not only with accounting regulations, auditing rules, safety, all of this.
Absolutely. Yep. Accountability in food safety as well as the IRS and civil rights and everything across the board.
When you tell people you work in compliance, do they fall asleep immediately or?
I have some really great conversations and then people who get a little leery talking to me, but.
That's right. They're worried you're going to check into my. I don't need you checking into me, Anissa. But I'm glad that you're keeping track of everything for Second Harvest. Let's get the phones ringing. Somebody call Anissa right now. And now, who loves compliance? Who gets fired? Oh, so many people in this room. A lot of, my gosh, I'm married to a risk analysis expert. So, you know, I understand the important slash non-sexy jobs, perhaps. 952-886-4376. I can tell you in our board meetings, we talk plenty about compliance. So we like compliance on the board of directors, that's for sure. Get those phones ringing, 952-886-HERO. We do have a match going on right now. And boy, what a great partner, Lando Lakes. We love Lando Lakes. They are such a great connection between the farmer and Minnesota. Lando Lakes, marshaling the power of all these great farmers, dairy farmers all over Minnesota and the upper Midwest, and they understand the value of a meal, the value of nourishment, and so we appreciate their partnership this hour. 3-1 match. So when you call it, how about you give us $20? I mean, you could give us $2,000 too. Like, let's have some real fun. Let's make the numbers get big. But whatever number you can make happen, we're going to put those dollars to work, and Anissa is going to make sure that nobody's messing around with the money. I'll tell you that much. The number again is 952-886-4376, or you can go online at WCCORadio.com and click on Donate. I went on the website earlier today on my phone, and there's a link right on the top of the homepage there. So that makes it real easy for you to donate to Second Harvest Heartland. We know that hunger is a growing problem in our community. We've seen visits to food shelves up 30%. And, we have to step up. The only way we can do it is by doing it together. And so we need all of you. Everybody listening, you have the ability to give $5, $10, $200. We would love to have you make that call right now. 952-886-4376. 952-886-HERO. So make that call now. One of my fellow board members is the head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves, Chris Finch. He is out here. He and his coaching staff did some packing. And so we're going to talk with Chris in a couple minutes, live out here. So we'll hear from him about his passion for fighting hunger and what it meant to get his hands dirty a little bit today after a big win for the Minnesota Timberwolves last night. I'll tell you, the Timberwolves coaching staff was in a very good mood today. So we love to see that. We love to see it. 952-886-4376. Make the call right now. We'll come back with Chris Finch live on Let's Kick Hunger Day here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Let's Kick Hunger Day live at Second Harvest Heartland. Jason DeRussia, Drive Time with DeRussia. I'll give you the number 1,000 times because we want you to call it 952-886-4376. 952-886-4376. So glad to have Chris Finch here from the Minnesota Timberwolves, head coach of the Timberwolves and a fellow board member here at Second Harvest Heartland. Chris, great to see you.
Yeah, it's great to be here. No, welcome on board.
Thank you. I'm the new one. You've been on the board for a little longer.
Yeah, I'm the stealth board member. I make most of the meetings, but with the schedule, it's not always easy to make them all, but I'm active, if not always present.
Well, and I think just the fact that you're there with your support and that the community knows that you care about this issue, it means a lot. I think it means a lot. What is it about hunger? What is it about Second Harvest that got you involved?
Yeah, I think it's really basic, Jason. We all need to be able to eat, to be the best version of ourselves. And we all need to be able to not have to worry about that. And it's sad in a country such as ours, which is the riches that we have, that we have so many people that have to face this every day. It's apolitical. There's nothing you can do to argue about whether it's good or bad. We have to be all in on it. It's just a no-brainer. That's really kind of the driving thing behind getting involved with hunger relief. And then when you meet the people here at Second Harvest, I mean, it's such an incredible organization. It really is like a hidden gem. Well, we don't want it to be a hidden gem, but it is a jewel of the Twin Cities.
952-886-4376. We do have a 3-1 match right now, thanks to Lando Lakes, a great partner of Second Harvest Heartland, and we're so glad to have him on board for Let's Kick Hunger Day today. So a three-time, your money, if you call now, your money's going to go make such a difference to neighbors and people in our community. You mentioned the people here at Second Harvest. Yeah. For you, I mean, there's a leadership component that for you as a leader, you look here and you think, the CEO, Allie O'Toole, is just a tremendous leader.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better than her. We're lucky to have her. The way that her personality, when you walk into this facility, you can feel it in everything and everybody you meet. I actually have the great fortune of having gone to college with Allison, and we are college friends from a long, long time ago in another life. And ironically, we ended up here together.
Where did you guys go to college?
Franklin and Marshall is a small school in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. And to see everything that she's done, on the path that's brought her to this place, and to be able for her to work in all of those arenas and tie it all together to help Second Harvest and its mission, it almost feels very, synergistic.
When you look back to yourself as a college student, would you ever have pictured yourself as a NBA head coach?
No, not at all. It was never a stated goal of mine. I knew when I was in college I wanted to get into coaching, but I figured that would be in college.
Yeah. What is it about coaching? What is it that drew you even from a younger age to coaching?
I think two things. One is I always liked the strategy of the game, the connectivity of the players, how that kind of marries up with philosophy, X's and O's, all that kind of stuff. That was always very intriguing for me. And then it's really about leadership.
Yeah. Motivating,
like messaging, relationship building. Those are the things that are absolutely key. I think been one of was one of those coach on the floor types, was able to be a leader. You know, that's in your DNA, I think. But you have to be in the right environment for it to come out. You know, I may not be a leader in every environment, but in sports, it came natural to me.
Great win last night.
Yeah.
It's. Do you feel different the day after a win, or have you? Oh, it's a yes.
Yeah. No, no. I mean,
I wonder if you like sort of learn, like as a professional, like you're going to lose.
Yeah, obviously. I think when you play as many games as we do in the NBA, and they come thick and fast, you have to come to terms with losing's part of the deal.
Right.
But it never really sits well with it. If it does sit well, you probably should move on.
Probably in the wrong business, yeah. Some are worse than others.
Yeah,
though, right?
And this year, to be honest, like the losses has been harder. You know, even though we've had a very challenging season with a lot of injuries and a lot of in and out of the lineups and things like that, it's, you know, some of the losses that we've had have been losses that, you know, been on the regrettable side.
Yeah.
But they're also somewhat expected for a team in transition, whether it be young team or new parts that are quite significant to try to blend in. So it's been a lot more, I've taken the losses harder this year.
Interesting.
Yeah, for some reason or other.
Well, some of that, I mean, there have been a number of very close losses and a number where you feel like, some of them, you know, like part of the NBA today is the fact that you can have a 20-point lead and it really doesn't mean anything anymore. Yep. This is not a Timberwolves issue. There have been a lot of statistical analyses that run across the league to say, no, it's not that the Timberwolves are blowing these 20-point leads.
Right.
It's that a 20-point lead isn't safe in a 3-point shooting league, which is what the NBA is.
Yeah, I mean, the pace and the...
So fast.
Yeah, it's very fast. I mean, there's probably almost 20 more possessions than there was in the game 20 years ago. That's quite a number. And then also, this the volatility of the shooting. What game was I watching? Atlanta beat the Phoenix last night. They made 20 threes. that's 60 points right there. So it's hard to overcome when someone gets on a hot streak like that. I think Boston beat the Nets last night. They were up 49 at one time. So you never saw these massive swings or separation. But also, you know, we've shown the ability, and I've said this time and again, to beat anybody, which is a great thing, but also to lose on any given night. And that's the inconsistency that drives you crazy as a coach.
Right. 952-886-HERO. 952-886-4376 is the CenturyLink phone bank. We do have a 3-1 match right now. So make that call to help kick hunger here at Second Harvest Heartland. Chris Finch is our guest, head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves, board member here at Second Harvest Heartland. What would your message be to our listeners right now as they're deciding? You know, the money is tight for everybody, so 100%. I get that.
Yeah, money is tight for everyone. Any little bit helps, of course, and then the 3-1 match makes it go a long way. It's incredible how much we're able to do with just a little bit of money. But if you can't give money, give time. I mean, we're also at this time of the year, we experience a little bit of a drop-off in volunteering. And my answer to that is that we all started the year with a New Year's resolution, right? And I'm sure we're in that resolution. We said, yeah, we have to do something, you know, outside of ourselves, give back to the community. This is the perfect time. You come in here. It's a beautiful facility. The team makes it fun.
You were out here before we were chatting. Yep. You had a lot of your I saw John Thomas. Who you had a bunch of the coaches.
We had our entire coaching staff here and some of our social responsibility and community relations people as well as our media.
It's fun, isn't
it's
it?
It's fun.
Yeah. What were you guys packing?
Potatoes.
Better than onions.
Yeah, onions can be a little tricky because they flake, you know.
Right.
But potatoes
are
easy.
Right.
Yeah,
it is a good team building thing, and we hope that when people come out here and volunteer, that maybe they get inspired if they have an extra $20 or $50 that they can chip that into.
Absolutely, and then you know they show you at the end of your work the impact that you've made, and that's always fun, and you take away all the great feelings that you expect when you're involved in the community when you leave a place like this.
It's pretty cool. Well, we appreciate, I mean, obviously you get pulled in a lot of different directions, but the fact that you've dedicated yourself to being on the board and fighting to make a difference with our neighbors and the community, it says a lot. So I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and welcome on board. Look forward to working alongside, and appreciate all the support from CCO as well.
Very good. Chris Finch, head coach. Go get him tomorrow night.
Thank you.
A couple home games ahead, too. So make sure you go get out there at Target Center. It's fun. I tell you what, it is a great environment. The fans have been doing their part this year.
The fans have been amazing.
You feel it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we've been playing better, and we've really been responding off their energy, and I think they've enjoyed watching this team come together and gel and start to play the right way, and it's a team, I think, when you watch now, that you can really be proud of.
I get some grief if I'm sitting in a friend's courtside seats, but I believe the team really appreciates when I'm sitting courtside, don't you think?
Oh, you're right down there on Celebrity Row.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Thanks, Chris.
I appreciate it.
It is 4:28. We're in the middle of the Let's Kick Hunger Day Radio-a-thon. We need your help. 952-886-4376. 952-886-HERO. And we need you to be the hero. We need you to step up and help our community. Help fight hunger. I got a whole room full of volunteers, and I have a loon that just walked through the room. You never know what's going to happen out here at Second Harvest Heartland, I'll tell you that much. 3-1 match going on right now, thanks to Lando Lakes. So make your money go farther. Dan, we need those phone lines to ring. You can go online and do it too. WCCORadio.com. Click on Donate Now. Or you can go to 2harvest.org/kickhunger. But WCCORadio.com will get you right to that same spot. 952-886-4376. Had some great guests telling their stories. Chris Finch, Sue Zelickson, Kyle Rudolph. We'll have more throughout the next hour and a half out here. So we're in it to win it. We're in it to get this over the finish line and get enough donations. We're talking about a massive impact of meals for our neighbors. 952-886-4376. The Let's Kick Hunger Day Radiothon continues live from Second Harvest Heartland in just a minute on Drive Time with DeRussia. We are seeing the hungriest winter in memory. Too many families earning lower wages, seniors on fixed incomes, hustling college students who can't keep up. That's why we're coming together as a community today and making a difference. It is the Let's Kick Hunger Day effort here on News Talk 830 WCCO. We need you to call in at 952-886-4376. 952-886-HERO. And Culligan Water, we are so grateful for their support. This half hour, they are matching your donation with a 3x match, 3-1. So call in with $20, and they'll add 60 on top of it. So your 20 becomes 80. It's just awesome. The corporate support here at Second Harvest Heartland, you know, it's huge. We need it. But what inspires me, Dan, is the individual support. And as you know, I'm on the Second Harvest Heartland board. And what really has happened, especially over COVID, is that people in every city, all across this state, all across Western Wisconsin, have realized how close they might be, or how close someone they know might be, to needing the services of a food bank, of a food shelf. And so they're stepping up one family at a time, one donation at a time. And when you add that up, oh my gosh, the difference it makes. I mean, I look at the numbers and the power that you have as one family that maybe has the ability to donate $50 or $100. It makes a huge, huge difference.
It makes a huge difference, and even if you don't have that, even if you have only $5, $10, whatever it is, that's why now is such a great time to give by calling 952-886-4376 because of the 3-1 match, because that $5 is suddenly $20, that $10 is suddenly $40. That's what's so important about having these corporate sponsors on board and helping make your money go that much further. And then that's to talk about what Second Harvest can do with so very little money. They can take that small amount of money and make a huge amount of food out of it and get it to the people that need it. And guaranteed, there is somebody in your life, tangentially, whether it's somebody at work, whether it's a friend of a friend, whatever it is, there is somebody in your life, I promise you, that is struggling at the end of months trying to make sure that their families get fed. And this is not a problem we should be having in a state like Minnesota. And Second Harvest Heartland's doing everything they can to eliminate it.
I'm looking right now through the windows here at Second Harvest Heartland. And if you've ever come out here to pack food, you have this area where you check in and some team members kind of give you a little orientation on what's going to happen when you go into pack food.
Sometimes there's a loon hanging around.
Sometimes there's a loon.
Know,
I mean, there. If I'm around, there's certainly a loon around. But here we have, we're the Minnesota United. A loon is here. But you look through the windows into the distribution center, and you see just pallets of food. And the effort it takes for Second Harvest to not only get donations from some of the great food manufacturers we have here in the Twin Cities. Sometimes they're buying food to be able to have food to distribute. It's milk. So I walked through this distribution center a couple months ago. And the way it's laid out is so brilliant. So you also have temperature-controlled storage in there. So you got a regular warehouse, and then you go through a room into a refrigerated spot where you got your milk, your eggs, what have you. And then you go through another room, and then you've got the freezer space. So the when you open the door to the freezer, some of that cool air helps to cool the refrigerated space. It's very smart. Like, they're thinking about, how do we use energy efficiently in this massive facility? How do we truck this stuff in a way that makes sense to get food out to the different 400-plus food bank partners, food shelf partners all throughout not just the Twin Cities, but Western Wisconsin, Greater Minnesota? It's all over the place.
You talk about the size of this facility and this entryway area where people can come in as they're checking in to do whatever volunteering they're going to do. All you need to do is walk in here and look into that warehouse space and see the size of that warehouse space. And that'll immediately tell you the size of the need here in Minnesota and how important it is to raise money on a day like Let's Kick Hunger Day. So please call 952-886-4376 and donate now. You can be part of that 3-to-1 match.
Yeah, we love that.
And make
right?
your money go that much farther.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's such a great opportunity for you to get involved. And like Dan said, even if it's $5, $10, we're going to use that money so efficiently that money will make a difference. But it's also a way, I view your dollar, your $10 donation, it's way more than $10 to me. To me, it's a statement where you're saying, I care. I care about my neighbors. I care about my state. And no one in this state should go hungry. And that statement is, to me, at least as powerful as the actual dollar amount that you end up donating.
Yeah, absolutely. You can make that statement with as little as $5 or $10. Or if you're making Adam Carter money, then go ahead and get off Wallet Mountain and call in and let's donate $1,000, whatever you can afford. We'll take it all. It all goes. $1,000 right now turns into $4,000. That's huge. That helps so many people that are in need. Call now, 952-886-4376.
How about this? I will donate $1,000. I will donate $1,000 if someone calls in the next 20 minutes and will donate. Well, I'd love to have somebody match me.
Sure.
Somebody call up and donate $1,000 and I will donate $1,000 to match you.
I thought you were sitting a little bit off to the side, so you must have it right there in the wallet. Is that
just ready to go? Right. I'm ready to go. 952-886-4376. I'm throwing down $1,000 and I need somebody to match. So somebody match me at $1,000 for Second Harvest Heartland. So they'll come tell me when somebody calls in that other room. I need you to call 952-886-4376. You're thinking about it. You're listening to our radio coverage all day. Let's kick hunger. Let's not just think about it. Let's donate. So I got $1,000 in. How about you? Even if it's $5, $10, I'd love it. But I'd love to have somebody match me at $1,000. So call at 952-886-4376. You can go online, but I want that caller. I want the $1,000 person to call me up, and we'll get that. And then you think about the match.
Yeah.
Can you do the math for me, Dan? I'm not smart.
$1,000 becomes $4,000.
So we're going to do, if someone will match me at $1,000.
That's $8,000 right
that's
there.
That's eight grand impact. So let's get it done. $1,000 match. I'm throwing it in. Culligan Water, we're grateful for you. So they're matching us as well. 952-886-4376. We will take a break here on Drive Time with DeRussia, and we've got the Chief General Counsel of Lando Lakes is going to join us, where I presume we'll just be, you know, eating cheese and there'll be like a giant butter board. Oh, look.
Yeah, like you do.
There
it's
it
right
is.
There.
See?
Ready to go.
I knew it. I knew it. It's the expectation. Now, Chris Finch didn't give me Timberwolves tickets, but Lando Lakes is bringing cheese. So that's right. Yeah, Finch is like, hey, the last time you sat courtside, we lost the game. So
yeah, no, that's
back up to section 200. Back to the upper deck for you, DeRussia. It already happened?
There you go.
We matched it? All right. Someone called in with $1,000. That's awesome. All right. I'm in. So you got my $1,000 too. Very good. 952-886-4376. Back with the Let's Kick Hunger Day Radiothon in just a minute here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Well, how fun to see someone match my $1,000 donation, and we are so grateful to Culligan Water for doing a 3-to-1 match. So whatever you are willing to donate, that gets added on and added on and added on. The number to call, CenturyLink Phone Bank, is 952-886-4376, 952-886-HERO. And if those phones are busy, try it again. Or go online at WCCORadio.com and click on that Donate Now link right at the top of the page. So glad to have Sheila Stewart, the Chief General Counsel for Lando Lakes, with us on Let's Kick Hunger Day. Sheila, Lando Lakes has been such a great partner of Second Harvest Heartland. It's great to see you.
Thanks so much, Jason. You know, we are a farmer-owned cooperative, and I have never met a group of people more dedicated to stamping out hunger than farmers.
Farmers are such a critical link, and part of the innovation that happens here at Second Harvest Heartland has been, you know, today perhaps we take it for granted that people can get fresh from the farm produce or dairy or cheese in their local food banks, but it wasn't always that way. Second Harvest has really innovated a lot of those programs.
Jason, I was thinking on the drive out here today that I was on a board of the Second Harvest of Minneapolis like 20, 25 years ago, and they were just then starting to figure out how can we have fresh food, how can we keep it refrigerated, how do we keep perishable stuff from expiring. So in that short period of time, I look at what we're packaging up day in and day out here, and it's all kinds of fresh foods. Yeah. It's remarkable.
It really is, and you understand, you know, we all know the cost of butter and the cost of eggs and the cost of all groceries right now. It's up, and that affects Second Harvest, too, which is why
sure
we need people to step up and help us out.
Agree. Yeah, costs are up everywhere. The feed and the input costs for the farmers are up. It's up everywhere in the entire supply chain.
952-886-4376. You know, for you, Sheila, what is it like to be working for a farmer-owned cooperative? It's such a different sort of corporate structure,
it
I think.
It is, and it's really why I joined the organization. I had worked for large public companies prior to this, and they were great companies, Target stores, Super Value, wonderful retailers. The chance to work for a co-op was why I came to Land O'Lakes, and it influences everything that we do. We are about making sure our farmers' voices are heard, making sure they are represented, making sure that they are collectively you know, farming, there's only about 1% of the country's population involved in farming.
In farming.
So we just try to make sure they have a voice.
It's so cool. It's great. We really appreciate Lando Lakes' support and the impact that your farmers have on the community. And those farmers know now's the time to act to help our neighbors.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Sheila. It's great to have you here.
Thanks so much.
952-886-HERO. Help those farmers. Help Lando Lakes. Help our neighbors. Make that call right now, 952-886-HERO. We'll come back and update you on the work we've done as a community over the last hour. Check in on our total on Let's Kick Hunger Day on CCO. And we are live at Second Harvest Heartland. Jason DeRussia, Drive Time with DeRussia, 952-886-4376. This hour has been a big hour. I chipped in $1,000. One of our great CCO listeners matched me, Culligan Water, with their 3-to-1 match. Let's check in on our total right now. So far today on WCCO Radio, you have helped us raise $404,561. Outstanding. Very, very good. Let's keep it going. You can donate online at WCCORadio.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.